This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is Friday, May 16th. I'm Megan Lynch. It's official. You'll be able to place your bets on St. Louis sports as of December 1st. That's the date set by Missouri regulators for the start of legalized sports betting in the state. Ryan Butler is a reporter with sports gaming site Covers.
The start of the year, we were looking at possibility that July 4th, that you could be able to place a legal bet from Busch Stadium. And now we're pushing this all the way back to December 1st.
But Butler says missing baseball season means legalized gaming will hit right during college and pro football season. He expects apps to be available immediately, even if physical sports books aren't ready right away. And you can hear more on this story with Michael Calhoun coming up at 8:24 here on Total Information AM. Mayor Kara Spencer has been in office for 30 days. She says in that time, her team has been able to make significant dents in a backlog of pothole repairs.
Able to get down that list really significantly. I think 80% reduction in that since taking office.
Asked how it was accomplished, Spencer didn't give specifics, simply crediting new interim streets director Jim Sulman for providing a steady hand in making potholes an early focus.
Could it be the end to alley recycling pickups? Interim city streets director Jim Sulman says the Spencer administration is thinking about it.
I promise you, if this gets implemented, you will see no trash in alleys.
He says 60% of what gets tossed in the recycling dumpsters is dirty and has to be put in the trash. Alderman Michael Browning says he gets that.
When I'm going to throw my recycling in that dumpster and I open it and I see plastic bags and non-recyclables and other things in there, I already know that dumpster is not going to get recycled. And that's so frustrating.
If this happens, recycling waste would have to be dropped off at designated points. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Turns out when the St. Louis sheriff asked aldermen for money to buy golf carts, he'd actually already done so. Cost $12,000.
You know, I'm going to be honest. The purchase of the golf carts to me personally is still a little unknown and I think probably unnecessary.
Alderman Rasheen Aldridge tells KMOX the sheriff's department doesn't need golf carts to walk from courthouse to courthouse. What it needs are new computers. Sheriff Alfred Montgomery in a statement says the move is about sustainability. A new study shows even with public transit ridership down compared to pre-pandemic levels, Missouri agencies still aren't meeting demand. The report from the Missouri Public Transit Association projects St. Louis alone could use 27 million more rides a year. In rural areas, agencies are meeting less than 20% of the demand for trips. Executive Director Kim Sella says the current economy makes it hard for operators to add capacity.
The cost of those vehicles has escalated exponentially since the pandemic. And so being able to invest in additional vehicles and expand our operator teams are some of those costs that we're seeing impacting the ability to meet the demand.
Sella tells KMOX the cost of filling gaps in transit options has risen 119% the past 3 years. You'll hear more from her this morning at 8:31. A big drug bust at Lambert Airport. Here's Beth Coughlin.
It was a tip from Customs and Border Protection investigators in Newark, New Jersey, which prompted their counterparts in St. Louis to check the luggage of a woman flying out of Lambert. The 31-year-old was on her way from here to Frankfurt, Germany. Officers went into the belly of the plane, checked her two suitcases, and found 43.5 pounds of marijuana. The suspect and her pot were turned over to St. Louis Airport Police.
The Angel of Harmony sculpture, crushed last fall outside Cathedral Basilica, will be back on its base soon.
On September 17th, during the night, a man commandeered a cherry picker on the church grounds. It was being used for tuck pointing brick the day before and smashed the sculpture. That man was tackled and arrested by police not long after it happened. Brecht Mulvihill, Archdiocese spokesman, says the Angel of Harmony statue is a symbol of racial unity.
A large angel with broad wings. The angel itself has African-American features, and the outstretched wings contain wind chimes that both give it a two-dimensional kind of feel as you're looking at it, but also the music sort of draws people in.
The restored sculpture is scheduled to be installed early next week. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A St. Louis tree expert will be on the Kelly Clarkson Show this morning. Meredith Perkins is Executive Director of Forest Relief. She was invited on the show to talk about the impact of community-driven tree planting and equity-focused forestry. The segment, set to air on Fox 2 at 10 this morning, highlights Forest Relief's programs to get the right trees in the right places. The nonprofit provides more than 14,000 free trees a year to neighborhoods, schools, parks, and nonprofits.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.